From what little remains of the ruined bridge, Narendra Modi could see across the Machu River and how far the victims fell. More than 100 people died on Sunday when a century and a half old suspension bridge collapsed into the river. India's Prime Minister visited Morbi, Gujarat, to see for himself. Below, rescuers in inflatable dinghies were still looking for bodies, a job made more difficult by dense vegetation growing on the river surface. After visiting the site of the disaster, Modi travelled to the hospital. He spoke with some of the hundreds of people who'd been on the bridge when the cables gave way and thanked the doctors and nurses looking after them. There's anger among survivors. They say negligence was partly to blame.
The company managing the bridge is responsible for this mishap. The public is also responsible as they were deliberately swinging the bridge. So many together shouldn't have been allowed. There were 500 to 600 people on the bridge.
On the bridge, we were three friends. The bridge collapsed. For us, one of our friends died because of this incident.
In the capital, New Delhi, protesters demanded increased compensation for all victims, injured and families of those killed. Several people were detained. Footage shows a crowded bridge just before it collapsed. The bridge only reopened last week after months of renovation. Nine people, including ticketing clerks and contractors, were arrested on Monday. Gujarat is Narendra Modi's home state, and it's announced a day of mourning for Wednesday. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.